News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
The Ombudsman for Children, Dr. Niall Muldoon, has said he is extremely concerned over the state's response to a boy who is missing in North County, Dublin, and presumed dead. And he joins us this morning. Good morning to you, Niall. Specifically, what concerns are jumping out at you from this, other than the fact that obviously this is a shocking and tragic story?
Yeah, I mean, we've got to remember this is a horrible event for this family and also for the Kieran Gurning family, because it'll bring it all up again as well in that sort of situation. But I suppose for me, what I'm seeing now is, unfortunately, a repeated pattern 2 years or 12 months apart. The same situation, we find a child has managed to disappear off the face of the earth for years, and we as an Irish nation have not been able to figure that out and spot it earlier. That's the bit that's really getting to me. And the response of the government and the response to TUSLA has been to say it's going to go to a national review panel within TUSLA. TUSLA can't be the only agency involved in this, but the national review panel are not fit for purpose in what we're looking for here. We need to figure out, as a state, as a wider agency, why did this happen? How did the child disappear? But more importantly, or just as importantly, how did they stay disappeared and nobody notice? No GP, no public health nurse, no creche, no Gardaí, no teacher, no social worker was able to figure out this child has gone missing from our state. That's the quest we need to answer. TUSLA will have a part to answer in that, but the National Review Panel is not the way forward. We've been pushing for a number of years now. We did a big report earlier this year on establishing a national child death review mechanism. And that's what should be in place now, so that we can really get to the heart of this and cross all the agencies and say, where can we make serious learning so we don't find another horrible situation like this again in the future?
And Niall, not to be too technical, like the minister has said that she will refer this to the National Review Panel. What's wrong with the National Review Panel if they're going to carry out a review? Because that's what everyone is looking for, isn't it? They're looking to find out where something happened that this little child fell through the cracks.
Sure. Well, I mean, the history of the National Review Panel was set up in 2012 to help learn lessons from institutional abuse over the years, and to take a look at any child in care issue that came up, whether it was known to TUSLA. TUSLA wasn't involved at that stage, but since then, it's now under the care of TUSLA. It's been resourced by TUSLA, and it has to send its reports to TUSLA before it can publish. So they don't have the statutory power to be independent. They haven't got a statutory power to make it compulsory for people to engage with them and to send them evidence. So their reports are limited. They do a phenomenal job in the way they can, but you will find that oftentimes they'll do a report that would sit on the desk for 3 years. So it's not the way to get clearly into the weeds of this and to figure out exactly what went wrong and what the interactions were between different agencies.
Is it fair to say, though, Niall, that there are ongoing Garda investigations into both of these cases, and that perhaps reports are premature, or indeed might affect those Garda investigations because they are current?
Yeah, I agree with that we have to be very careful at all times. But that's why I think we've been trying to push for a national statutory child death review mechanism in place that's ready to go when necessary. At the moment, there's an ad hoc arrangement. They still have a national review panel within the HSE. There's three different child death review mechanisms, and the state coroner also looks at reviews of children's deaths. None of them do them in a child-friendly way, none of them do them in a timely way, and none of them guarantee that they're going to publish the reports. That's not good enough for us to get proper learning out of these situations. So we should have something in place to refer to.
And am I taking it from what you're saying that your main concern is not that you believe that anyone within any of the state agencies behaved in a way that was negligent or irresponsible? That's not your concern when you're saying you're concerned. Your concern is that we aren't putting mechanisms in place to, I suppose, have a structure around a case like this should it happen.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's hard to say where we are with anybody doing good or bad in their job.
But both TUSLA and the minister have defended to a large extent their own actions in this regard. They said that this child that we're discussing, I'm trying to be a sensitive Emma because it is an ongoing and it is a real child, and we should never lose sight of that fact. But this child was involved with TUSLA, but not in a child protection issue. They were involved in TUSLA because young parents considered at one point giving this child up for adoption, and then through intervention by TUSLA and parental supports, which sounds like a good thing, you would imagine, they were able to go forward and decide not to give their child up for adoption and indeed to step into that parental role and took the child back from foster care. And we're told that there were no concerns around child protection, that this was not that kind of case.
Yeah, and again, I'll take that all at face value, but I think what we need to do is be able to review us as a state. The state has an obligation under the UN Convention on the Rights of the Child to protect children and make sure they're safe and survive. If they can't do that, and that hasn't happened in this case, we should be able to identify when a child dies and disappears off the face of the earth. So it's not just about TUSLA's engagement, but it's about all of our state agencies.
So you want a structure, a mechanism, a system in place that is fit for purpose, is what you're really saying?
Correct. And it's not just me. I mean, we have engaged with, we've done all the heavy lifting on this. We've already engaged with paediatricians. We've engaged with doctors, with coroners, with the HSE, with TUSLA, with the Minister for Children, the Minister for Health and the Taoiseach, who all agree this child death review mechanism should be in place and should be available immediately. We've asked the Taoiseach to create a lead department to make this happen. And then this situation like this could, I mean, if we had this last year, the Kieran Durning could have given us lots of learnings if we had a proper mechanism looking
at it. Although, as we've both pointed out, that case remains open as a Garda investigation. And last question for you, Niall, if you will. I know what you're saying and everything sounds entirely reasonable. However, even with, that sounds like a retrospective mechanism, that is, should a child die, that we would have a way of dealing with it and processing it and all of that. But there still seems something terribly sad about the fact that a child could go missing and not be, and this is what most people out there listening will take this morning from this, won't, as you say, have been picked up by a public health nurse or a GP or a creche or a preschool or something. This mechanism won't change that fact, will it?
Well, you would like to hope it would. That's what I'm saying. We need to figure out how did we manage to miss this and for a second time? You know, one in County Louth, one in Dublin. So we're not talking about small areas. We're not talking about rural countries that people might know each other in the same way. But numbers-wise, we need to know why this happened, and we need to be able to close those gaps. So that if a child disappears for a month or 2 months, you know, there's vulnerable children out there all the time. We know we have situations too where nearly 21% of our children are absent from school. So they're vulnerable children, and it's 30% in Daesh. Could this be happening again? If we miss it now and we don't get the learnings from that, then this could happen again. And that would be a horrible realisation for us as a state.
The Ombudsman for Children, Dr. Niall Muldoon, thank you very much for joining us.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.